The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. Look it up in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Take a look around. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You'll have to ask the Lord. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Bye. Have a great afternoon. See you later. Okay, all right. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here we go. Ooh, a tough one. Which area in our lives do we need to have more goodness in? In your life, in my life, what are we doing where we're thinking, I could be gooder? I don't know if that's a word or not, and I don't really care. I think you know exactly what I'm saying. I can do better. I can be good. I can be even more good. Or as we have just now anointed, I could do gooder. That's the question we're asking you. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that sad. We want you to be able to reach out to us. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But I'm going to warn you, when you call 972-445-0770, you're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that your jokes are funny even if nobody else laughs at them.
Aww.
Did you like that one?
That's the spirit.
That's the attitude, Dave. You can do it. By the way, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you had a very nice Merry Christmas.
It did. It went well. How did yours go?
It was very nice. It was wonderful. I got to see family, and I got to spend some time with family. One set of family, which were the kids. The other set of family, like Aunt Deb and Steve Areno. And I got to see Blake and Holly. So that was kind of fun. And G-Mom. They call her G-Mom. It's for grandma, but G-Mom. But
right,
G-Mom.
Right.
It's too funny. Anyhow, and then yesterday we took some time off. And here's what we did yesterday after I did my devotions. Ready? Here's what we did. Even past the dog. The dog was like, what is going on around here?
I went to three different houses.
Did you really?
Over the weekend, yep. Christmas Eve morning, went over to Mom's side. And then Christmas Eve night, we went over to my aunt's. And then Christmas Day went over to my dad's side.
Wow.
So three different houses.
Wow. You're a busy guy. That's,
yep.
That's
busy weekend.
Busy weekend. All right. So listen, if you've got something going on, if you have something you want to discuss, if you've got a praise report, I don't know how you can't have a praise report. We just got done celebrating Christmas. If you don't celebrate it, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't put that on anybody else. Do that between you and the Lord. If you do celebrate it, you know, there's probably some cool things that happen. Don't hesitate. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's a big deal in the eyes and in the heart of God. It should be a big deal to you to share the great things God has done. So you can have that opportunity to share great things. You also have that opportunity for prayer requests. Something that's going on, you need petition for. Maybe something you came across recently. Maybe something you've been working on for a while. How about adding more faith to your faith and petitioning the Lord? That's exactly what we'd love to do. So if you have that going on, please don't hesitate to do that as well. Also, if you don't want to call us, because some people are like, you know, Dave, it's a phone. Okay, listen, I know it's a phone, and it's been around for a while. I know that's crazy. But if you decide you want to text instead, you can do that. All you got to do to text, you send a text to 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here comes the non-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. So I want you to be aware you can do that as well, as well as you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. So if you are in San Diego, it's 11:37 and 30 seconds. If you're in Arizona, you guys have to – I was in Arizona for a long time. You have to learn how to turn a clock forwards or backwards. That's all I'm going to say. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:37 and 40 seconds. If you're in New York. Something like New York. Okay.
Still rusty. It's been a little bit since the last show.
Okay. Yeah. If you're in Detroit – it's 1:37 and 50 seconds. How about that? And if you're on the moon, it's probably pretty lonely right now. All right, bottom line is you can reach out to us. You can connect with us. You can listen to what we got to say. There's many things we're going to be doing. We're going to be praying for people physically. We're going to be praying for people financially. Why? Because we need to. But I want you to understand that we are like you are. We find unity in the Father through the Son and by the Spirit. We have one Heavenly Father. We're blood relatives through Jesus Christ, and we drink of one Holy Spirit. If you got some denominational things that you love, fantastic. Instead of using that as division, use that as part of being a blessing in the body of Christ. Narrow to get in only through Jesus Christ. Once you're in, it's a body. The knee is not the ear. It's okay. It's all part of the body as long as we hold the head, which is Jesus Christ. Got that? All right. You won't believe where we are. It's so good. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't. I really don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will do my best. We are in the Psalms. For those that do not know, we are at Psalm 46. And some of you guys, you need this. I need this. I know I need this. Some other people who are listening, you need this. Listen to what the psalmist says. Again, this is the sons of Korah who are singing this song. And it says this in Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Let's just start off with the refuge. Oftentimes, refuge in the Hebrew has to do with a lean-to. It's a lean-to. It means when it's raining, you put something up, you lean it against a tree, you get underneath it so the rain's not dropping on your head. That's what God is for you. You got the water bashing in on your head, just getting you wet, making you feel cold, got the sniffles, you got cold ears, feeling shivery. God is your refuge, and he's your strength, and I think you need to understand. I know, I mean, I you know me, I've been on my diet, doing pretty good, okay? Got a ways to go, got to go all the way to March 7th, so I'm doing a one-year diet. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is I'm not my strength. Every breath I take is a gift from God. Every breath that I take is a gift from God. He is my strength. He is my power. He is my refuge. He is my deliverance. And oh, by the way, how do you not love this? A very present help in trouble, which is a nice way of saying stop thinking that God's going to deliver you only in the sweet by and by. Don't misunderstand. The sweet by and by is awesome. It enables us to endure. In fact, understanding eternity gives us the ability to encounter and to prevail through the current. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, it explains to us that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and pushed forward. Because of what was coming, Jesus was enabled to keep going. That's for you and me too. But do not misunderstand the scripture. Do not misunderstand what God is communicating to you right this second. He is a very present help in trouble. Not just deliverance in the sweet by and by, but help right now. Again, do not minimize the blessing of the sweet by and by. It's phenomenal. The stuff that we go through now is not worthy to be compared to that which will follow. But you're still going through stuff, and while you're going through stuff, going through it, the actual process, you also need strength now. And that is who the Lord is. He is. He doesn't just have, it's kind of interesting, he is our refuge and strength. A very present help. God himself is your help right now. So I want you to hold on to your hats. I want you to recognize what's going on. Each verse in this psalm challenges us. It's a compelling challenge for us to draw closer to the Lord, but in an encouraging way. It's crucial for you and I to understand that God has proven himself faithful and will continue to do so. Like I said, he's our refuge, providing shelter in a storm and our strength, giving us the ability to carry on. But wait, we're not done. Here's what verse 2 says. Therefore, remember we talked about the word therefore? Therefore is conclusionary. In other words, whenever you're reading scripture and it goes therefore, that means that whatever was just said applies. And so because of that, this is this. In other words, because of what we just heard, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, not just in the sweet by and by, but right now. Because of that, therefore, conclusionary, what? We will not fear. And as I was doing my study for Christmas devotions, reading Luke 1, 2, 3, and 4 was where I went. I just find it amazing that the three times the angels had messages, two times from Gabriel, the third from the message to the shepherds. I doubt the third one was Gabriel because in the first two, Gabriel, they announced he was Gabriel. I mean, but could have been, but maybe. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. But all three times, the same message came from the messenger. And you know what the message was every time? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. No, there's not 365 fear nots in the Bible. There's 142. That's not the point. There's enough don't be afraid, fear not to cover more than once a day. And what there is an understanding that because God is our refuge, because God is our strength, because God is a very present help in times of trouble right now, therefore, we don't have to be afraid. I'm telling you right now, I've said this before and people don't get this. You know what fear is? It's an anticipation of something bad coming. You're not afraid of the past. Unless there's something in the past that can come to the present and affect you. Fear is an anticipation of dread. And the scripture says, don't do that. If you do that, you're not operating in faith. You're not operating the way that God wants us to. Listen, the characteristic of God, in verse 2, it makes it clear that we don't have to be afraid. If we belong to God, fear does not control us. Now, let me say this. That being said, we often allow a spirit of fear to attach itself to us. But we must understand that that wasn't given to us by God. In fact, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That fear is not something God wants for you. And sometimes we take it on. Why? Well, you want the real answer or you want the theological answer? I'll give you both, because we're stupid. Sometimes we do dumb things. Oh, I'm going to be afraid. I'm looking at this through the eyes of fear. What happened to faith? I thought you were looking through the eyes of faith with Jesus, knowing that he's helping you. What happened? Oh, ye of little faith, Jesus said to the apostles. The apostles. Oh, ye of little faith, why are you so afraid? Well, Lord, because we're not that bright. Okay. How's that for an opening, right? That's the way to get the opening rolling. There's no messing around today, huh?
Way to start.
The righteous are as bold as a lion.
Had the voice sound like Kermit and everything.
I was rolling today. There we go. All right, here's your first trivia question. Take a deep breath. There's a lot more to go. Remember, I'm going to give you the trivia question. Don't look for specific or perfections. These are trivia questions. This is not your theological test for your doctorate. Relax. Here we go. How long were the people of Israel enslaved in foreign lands? Was it 400 years, 70 years, or 100 years? That's the question. Your actual reference point is Acts chapter 7, verse 6. Acts chapter 7, verse 6. But the question is, how long were the people of Israel enslaved in foreign lands? Was it 400 years, 70 years, or 100 years? Looking at Acts chapter 7, verse 6 to get your specific definitions. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out and call us 972-445-0770. Jammin' Jacob will not bite you. 972-445-0770. Kind of like the Cowboys got bit over the weekend. We'll talk about that later on. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It's david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Yes, right. I remember it because I got a sign right in front of you that says site. Did you see how I moved it, by the way? You see how I moved it even a little more?
Yeah, I did notice
yeah,
that.
So,
yep.
So I could see your face. That's why I did that. All right, here it is. I'm going to send you the website. Here's tons of things on the website for you to know. Ready? There's tons of things on the website. There's also an updated schedule. I don't want to hear about nobody knowing about this, but you can kind of guess. January 1st, New Year's Day, there'll be nobody in the studio whatsoever. But I have a phenomenal replay ready for you, so don't worry about that. But let's deal with what we're dealing with. In front of us, there are the opportunities on the website to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be blessed. There's articles, there's audio, there's video, there's even goofy things on there, and there's bumper stickers. And by the way, I was able to see Aunt Deb, so I gave her all the materials. So if anybody's interested in the Ambassador Program, all you got to do is go through the Ambassador. It says Ambassadors right on there. You click on it, you look at the video, you fill out the form, and we send you all the stuff free. No obligations for you to have any kind of quota. Just use it to, if you come across somebody you think, I think they'd like the show, then give it to them. That's all there is to it. Let me say this about the donations. They are, of course, 100% tax deductible, and your time is limited because between now and the 31st, that's all that's going to count for 2023. Here's your scripture, Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure that you use is the measure that will be used back to you. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
That's right. Large Marge says, there's no basement at the Alamo. I'll just leave that there and let people try and figure it out. Your trivia question, how long were the people of Israel enslaved in foreign lands? Was it 400 years, 70 years, or 100 years? Your Reference Point X, chapter 7, verse 6. If you think you know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. As you can tell, there maybe have been a little bit of rust in the beginning, but that rust is now gone. As we go now to the rest of verse 2, and boy, oh boy, do the people who are woke, do the people who are earth firsters not like this? Let me just say that. Here we are in Psalm 46. We just did verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Watch this. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. What? We're not going to be afraid if the earth begins to move, and if the mountains are carried into the seas and the waters are troubled and the mountains shake with swell, we're not going to be afraid. Well, that'll make all of the culturally freaking out on a regular basis about the world coming to end people who think that now breathing is bad for the earth. I wish they'd just prove their point and show it by not breathing. Anyhow, here it is. They're like, it's all going to end. It's like, here we are. The psalmist isn't stopping, and neither should we. Clearly, it should be understood that the extent and the depth of this protection that we have that comes from the Lord is so incredible and so true that even if the earth is removed, we have no reason to fear. As Bible-believing, born-again Christians, our mindset is different from that of the world. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth. We're looking forward to it. It's mentioned in the New Testament. It's mentioned in the Old Testament. It's mentioned three times. There's a reason. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the new heavens and the new earth. No, we want to take the old one and bandage it up. Good luck. I don't want a bandaged. I want the new one, unpolluted from sin. And if the world is destroyed, and I mean destroyed, it just means that our King has removed it and is ready to replace it. I'm like, okie dokie. I'm for that. I wanted to see what it would have been without us messing everything up. That is awesome. That should be our attitude. One of fear? Are you kidding me? We don't have to be afraid. From the atmospheric wonders to the present realities, if the mountains were carried into the midst of the sea, that'd be quite a sight. I think everybody would agree. Whoa, that's wow. It would be as if the world was returning to how it was before the land appeared. Maybe that'll be the case. Maybe not. I don't know. But even if that happens, so what? Our King is in charge. This verse combines the imagery of water and mountains. It just doesn't matter, no matter what happens, that it for us is going to be well, because guess who rules the universe? Our King. Then the psalmist says, God, this is so great when you catch this. There he says, there is a river whose streams will make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as at the break of dawn. Even as the nations rage and the kingdoms are moved, he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. That's the Hebrew for Emmanuel. Oh, didn't we just do Christmas and Emmanuel and that all? Oh, yeah, there we go. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The song then transitions into an understanding that even waters that appear to be roaring and full of trouble, shaking and swelling, will bring us to the waters of joy in the city of God. This is because the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High will be revealed. So what's important about that? In the tabernacle, God is in the midst. God is in the middle. And when the tabernacle arrives, guess who's in the middle of the tabernacle? God. Da, da, da. It's over. And he will help just at the break of dawn, which signifies the perfect time. And some people say, well, that's the perfect timing for people to attack. Ridiculous. The break of the dawn is the break of the new day, the new era, the new time. And that's exactly what we're looking for, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to break it all down and to start it all again. Oh, yeah, we'll take that. Only without messing it up with sin. Okay, I'll take that. But my eschatology, put your eschatology down for 6 seconds and say, thank you, Jesus, you're coming again. Thank you, Jesus, you're coming soon. How soon? Sooner than you think. That is what the psalmist opens up with. And by the way, that's not the whole of the psalm. That's only the first portion. It's like, okay, I guess this psalm gets a little bit of recognition. Yes, here we go with the trivia. How long were the people of Israel enslaved in foreign lands? Was it 400 years, 70 years, or 100 years? Acts chapter 7, verse 6 being your reference point. The answer is 400 years. Prophesied, by the way. Prophesied. If you are in San Diego, we want you to hang out with us. Go to hemusincrease.org and hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, you know what you can do? You can sit still and enjoy some more. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Please, nobody go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So the situation for the woman turned out to be fine. But remember, he's there with Jairus, and Jairus' daughter is dying. Verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. This is a situation for Jairus that went from worse to the worst. All right, you know how we said it can go from bad to worse? We were talking about that. Well, it can go from bad to worse to the worst. And this is the worst. The guy's daughter died.
Oh, she wasn't just really sick.
She died dead. And they even said to her, "What? There's no point in talking to this guy anymore. This is over. Situation done." And that's how a lot of us process. Situation done. But then Jesus does what Jesus does because he's so amazing. He overheard what they said to him. They didn't say it to Jesus. They said it to the guy. They said it to Jairus. Right? And they said to him, why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. There are three things that you can't miss this. Number one, Jesus is telling the guy whose daughter just died, ignore them. It's like, can you imagine? Okay. The doctor just pronounced her dead. Yeah, ignore that guy. What? He's the doctor. Ignore that guy. That's just like the blind man who are like, people are telling him, be quiet, stop it, stop it. And he shouts out all the more. It's at some point you just got to ignore any external noise that hasn't been sanctioned by God and just go, I'm not paying attention to that.